good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Here's my favorite day of the week. It's Friday. I bet you there's a lot of people on Wall Street saying exactly the same thing. As a matter of fact, as we speak, I would say there's a large contingent of Wall Street employees that are now at an adult beverage location somewhere, consuming vast amounts of adult beverage, just thankful that the week ended on a positive note. Welcome, my friends. This is The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, you've got a choice of two. RepublicTradingGroup.net or EaglesUp.com. Well, the Dow ended the week up 233 points, closing at 13,079. NASDAQ up 53, 2,505. S&P 500, 1,445. According to the Associated Press, stocks barreled higher today after the Federal Reserve did what Wall Street was clamoring for and cut its key discount rate a half a point. The move quelled investors' credit worries, at least for a time being, sent the Dow Jones Industrials up about 230 points. Jim Cramer this morning was beside himself when the Fed announced they'd cut the discount rate, which means it just cuts the rate that banks loan each other money. Doesn't mean that your mortgage payment is going down anytime soon. You may have to wait another month for that relief. But Cramer was predicting this morning that the Dow would gain its biggest percentage point gain in history. Little excessive exuberance on Mr. Cramer's part. Well, he blew that call. I can't really blame him. I think this time last week I was predicting that this week we'd see gold knock on the door of 700. So you see what a bad idea it is to try and guesstimate what markets would do. Although there were obviously a lot of relieved brokers on Wall Street, there were also the fair share of disappointed brokers. As a matter of fact, I'm sure there was a whole bunch of brokers and investors that were almost suicidal this morning when the Fed, prior to the market opening, made the announcement of the discount rate cut. You see, because there were a lot of short positions on equities. And obviously these people that were sitting in these short positions, because today was options expiration day, most probably went to bed last night thinking they were going to make a big score today. And rather than cashing in the chips, I'm sure they received notices this afternoon. Little things called margin calls.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm always in a good mood on Friday. Analyzing why the Fed did what they did this morning, because understand that William Poole, the St. Louis Federal Reserve chief, said yesterday that only a calamity would justify an interest rate cut. So was there a calamity between when he made the statement and this morning? Absolutely. There was a run on the banks. Yes, depositors. A countrywide financial. They got banks all over the place. Yesterday they were hit, and they were hit hard. People were panicking. And obviously the Fed's decision to lower rates was obviously, in my opinion, based on the fact that they saw a bank run. Now, why is a bank run? Why would a bank run affect the Fed's decision? Well, deposits are insured up to 100,000. So you could imagine any of the people with more than $100,000 in a checking or savings account would be running to the bank to pull out their money. But no, everybody was. All of a sudden, people forgot. Hey, the government's protecting your savings. So yeah, there was a panic. The Fed had a problem, and then it looked at the open interest. And it saw that there was an overwhelming short position on U.S. financials. Well, can't have that. I mean, even Cramer, even though he was wrong on his call today about the Dow reaching all new heights, he was right about one thing. If the Fed hadn't did what it did today, the Dow would be down probably 1,000 points. Just because of the overwhelming short positions that were in the marketplace. And so the Fed had to spank those short positions, and they did. And those short positions turned out to be liquidated and long positions installed, hence your 233-point move in the Dow. Does that solve any of the problems? Absolutely not. It's given us 2 days to relax. Take a deep breath. What the Fed did signal, however, and it's something we've talked about on many occasions on this program, the Fed stuck between a rock and a hard place. In other words, what does it do? Does it defend the mortgage business, or does it defend the U.S. dollar? Well, today the decision was made, we're going to defend the mortgage business and let the dollar defend itself. Needless to say, it was good for gold. Gold in New York City closed up $8.30, ended the week at $657.80. I was very impressed with that. I was actually hoping it wouldn't end at $666, but that's neither here nor there. Seems to be stuck on that number for whatever strange reason. Silver, big winner of the day, up almost 3%, up 33 cents, close to $1,183. Both gold and silver had substantially higher earlier gains, but tempered in late trading. Gold actually had a high of $664. Silver had a high of $12.06. Platinum was off 2 at 1,232. Palladium off 4 at 331. Crude oil, obviously, anxiety about what we're going to be dealing with next week. Hurricane Dean makes its appearance in the Gulf Monday, probably Tuesday. Crude oil closed up 76 cents at $71.76. Amazing thing, gasoline, the expensive stuff in the Valley of the Sun, $2.89 a gallon. Quite amazing. But the big story today that helped propel the metals and everything else was obviously the dollar was sacrificed at the altar of saving the world's financial superpower. Dollar fell 38 basis points. U.S. dollar index closing at 81.34. Well, that's a side. We're going for another record here in the Valley of the Sun this weekend. Currently, I think we've had 25 days of temperatures over 110. The record is 28. Today is the 26th day over 110. If we can just do it tomorrow and Sunday, then we have set a new record for the amounts of days over 110 degrees. It's a record we'll be proud to have. According to our friends at Goldseek, quick recap of what we can expect next week. Not much economic news out next week. The economic highlights will include leading economic indicators on Monday, initial jobless claims on Thursday, durable goods orders and new home sales on Friday. But all the attention next week will be paid to the dollar and the ongoing crisis in the mortgage business. As our friends at Goldseek said, before the markets opened in the U.S. this morning, the Fed took action. They cut the discount rate, not the Fed funds rate. Discount rate is the rates at which banks can borrow from the Fed rather than from each other, and it was cut from 6.25% to 5.75, or from 1% above the Fed's funds rate of 5.25%. Indiscriminate, irrational liquidity is how Rick Santelli put it on CNBC today to describe recent market actions, and the Fed's action today certainly seemed to help put an end to that, as assets like gold and other commodities that were irrationally sold on days like yesterday rebounded today. Overall, people were happy to see Bernanke and the Fed are watching the markets and are willing to act if necessary. There were, however, some very unhappy people who were short the market, with it being options expiration day, and they were obviously hurt as the Fed action inspired the Dow to shoot over 300 points higher at the open. Disappointed? Words come to mind like devastated would be a more apt way of explaining that little debacle. Now, one story that didn't get a lot of attention, even though it was front page of the Los Angeles Times, worried about the stability of mortgage giant Countrywide Financial, depositors crowded branches in Laguna Niguel. Bill Ashmore drove his Porsche to the bank's office and waited half an hour to cash out $500,000. "It got my wife totally freaked out," he said. Do I have to give you another explanation for the repeal of the 19th Amendment? Well, there was a cheap shot. Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing for me to say, making that analogy. Now, he had a legitimate concern. Obviously, he's got $500,000. I mean, who would have $500,000 sitting in a savings or a check-ins account anyway? I mean, this is the fact of life. You only insured up to $100,000. Wouldn't it make logical sense to, like, spread it around a little bit? Maybe one bank over here, one bank over there, one bank, and then you got yourself covered. If Countrywide had gone upside down, the man would have been out upside down $400,000. Well, this most probably explains why his wife got wiggy. Anxious customers jammed phone lines and websites of Countrywide Bank and crowded its branch offices to pull out their savings because of concerns about the financial problems of the mortgage lender that owns the bank. Countrywide Financial Corp, the biggest home loan company in the nation, sought Thursday to assure depositors and the financial industry that both it and its banks were fiscally stable. And federal regulators said they weren't alarmed by the volume of withdrawals from the bank. Yeah, but that didn't wig them out, but it sure wigged the Fed out. I mean, think about this. If this story had got out that people were crowding their banks, there was a run on the banks, it's like shoot first, ask questions later theory. You don't wait for some government official to come and tell you your money's safe. Your first inclination is go get your money. I understand how people get really wiggy when it comes to their money. I experience it here at the Republic Trading Group. Just a week or so ago, unfortunately, when shortwave went down, the first thing people assume, well, Republic Trading Group or Republic Broadcasting Network is no longer on shortwave radio. Have they closed down? So I get all these phone calls from panicky clients. I can't get your program on shortwave. Are you out of business? No, we're not out of business. But people do. They get wiggy when it comes to money. And no amount of statements by government officials and bank officials that don't worry, don't panic, people don't buy into that argument. People go running to the bank to get out those worthless Federal Reserve notes. It makes a perfect argument once again. Let me reiterate. Why do you want to own gold? And more importantly, why do you want to own physical gold? A lot of people own gold out there. They go, yeah, but I got some gold. Well, where do you have it? Well, I don't know. Somebody's holding it for me somewhere. It's a paper investment. I bought an ETF. Well, yeah, you don't have gold then. You have a piece of paper that says you have gold. It's not the same thing. But when you hear people making a run on the bank, if you own physical gold, you can go and you can fondle your gold and feel secure. We'll be back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Friday. Yeah, it's interesting to see the reaction of people in a financial panic. You can learn a lot of lessons from the events of the last 24 hours. And I know it's a clumsy way of segueing into why you should own gold, but it just makes perfectly logical sense. I mean, here we are. Facing the reality of the real world. The Fed has obviously elected that the subprime crisis is a bigger crisis than obviously protecting the value of the U.S. dollar. So they came to a conclusion, and it's quite simply this. We would rather try and protect the mortgage industry and the banks than worry about protecting the dollar. Foreigners can see this. But as I said, the most important thing is, if any of these people had had any faith in gold and put their assets in gold, they wouldn't have to worry about runs on banks. Because you got the gold, it's in your hands. Nobody can declare gold insolvent. Nobody can declare gold has zero value. Besides, gold's never gone to zero in its history. It's got a 5,000-year track record. I know I say this all the time, but the U.S. dollar's only been around for a little over 200 years. At some point in time, the dollar will go to zero. It will go the way of the Zimbabwean dollar. All fiat currencies will go the way of the Zimbabwean dollar. And the ironic thing is, look how people still accept fiat currencies, even when their currencies have collapsed. In Zimbabwe, people are still trading Zimbabwean dollars, even though the banknotes have $200,000 face value and it can barely buy a loaf of bread. Human condition is an amazing thing. At a branch near Countrywide's corporate headquarters in Calabasas on Thursday, a flood of spook customers seeking to withdraw their certificates of deposit and money market accounts overwhelmed the staff. Countrywide employees were forced to resort to taking down names and asking people to wait it out or come back later. Oh, I'm sure that made them very happy. I'm at the age where I cannot afford to take a risk, a 69-year-old retiree who asked not to be identified said after transferring money out of his money market account. I'll gladly put it back as soon as I know the storm is over. Why? Why? Haven't you just learned your lesson? These poor people most probably went through, I don't know, how many bottles of Prozac and various other antidepressants overnight waiting for the bank to open this morning. After reading news reports of Countrywide's troubles, Elise Ahrens of Calabasas decided to close two of her CD accounts at Countrywide. It's not worth it, she said. I don't think it's going to go under, but you never know. Yeah, you never know. Yeah. She runs a voice and data business, took her money, and opened a new account at Bank of America. Now, here you are to talk about jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Bank of America is the one that's holding most of the subprime paper at this point in time. And Bank of America, obviously, is holding the paper that was sold to them by Countrywide. Amazing. She said she felt more secure and they offered a comparable interest rate. Oh, look, they're giving me 4% on my money. The fact that the dollar almost fell 4% today doesn't even register with these people. In Laguna Niguel, Ashmore, the Impact Mortgage president, remarked on how the credit problem stemming from subprime loans has filtered down to a local bank branch. It started out with the global credit crunch we've been reading about, he said, as another Countrywide depositor left the bank's office. It's now gotten down to affecting people like him and me who are closing our accounts. The other depositor shook his head as he climbed into his car. It's all over, he said, as he drove away. Is it all over? Now think about the trillions of dollars that will be affected by this. And I don't use that term, trillions. We do not even know the full extent of what has gone on this week. We have no idea. As a matter of fact, I don't think anybody really has a grasp on it outside of the Fed panicking this morning. Obviously, the Fed saw something. The Fed saw something that made it move after Poole's statements that were unprecedented. I don't know whether it was reports of runs on banks that they knew that. And think about this, runs on banks? This is 2007. This is not 1928, 29, I should say. I mean, this is how people are. And yet they have utmost faith in institutions. They haven't as yet grasped the concept of gold. You see, people look at gold as just some sort of mechanism to make money. Gold has never been a mechanism to make money. Gold's role has been, since the beginning of time, a preservation of wealth. That's the reason it doesn't pay interest. It doesn't pay dividends. It doesn't have to bribe you to own it. When people offer you excessive interest rates, which people are always attracted to, 20% return on your money. Well, you've got to understand, if you want to take the risk of getting 20% return on your money, you also have to come to the conclusion that you're willing to lose everything that you're going to invest. Because that's the risk you're going to take. Why do you think if it was so easy to make 20% on your money, why aren't banks offering 20% interest rate on CDs? That's why they offer you 4.5%, 5% tie your money up with us and we'll give you 5%. Doesn't even cover the depreciation up your money for 5 years, and guess what? You're going to end up with less money than what you started with. Now, that's a really good deal. And the banks had your money for 5 years to make all kinds of loans. Bank most probably makes $100,000 per $10,000 of deposits. Banks create money out of nothing. And then they generously say, well, we'll give you 4.5% of your money. And then here, can you ask these people last night to, I guarantee you half these people that were standing in line to pull their money out of Countrywide Financial this morning, they didn't have a single night's sleep. And if they did have a single night's sleep, they were having nightmares, dreaming of all of a sudden everything they had gone. See, people who owe gold don't have these anxiety problems, the anxiety attacks. As soon as they feel nervous about it, all they got to do is got to go pick up their gold and ponder it. I got mine. Still here. Don't have to worry about FDIC insurance. Don't have to worry about what the Fed does on any given day. Don't have to worry about anything. I have been put in control of my own destiny. It is part and parcel of being self-sufficient and independent from the system. Because the system will kill you eventually. Now, I'm not sure if we're still on the air. But everything looks fine. We threw a break. And that's good for a Friday. Every now and again, blow through a break. Now, is there some serious concern that banks will obviously go bust? Of course there's concern that banks are going to go bust. A top-performing fund manager warned yesterday that the market turmoil would result in one of the greatest banking crises in decades. Ken Murray of Edinburgh-based Blue Planet, whose worldwide financial investment trust has been one of the best-performing financial funds in recent years, said the credit cycle has turned, bad debts are soaring, and banks will go busts, and stock markets will fall further. Put that in your pipe and smoke. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. But you need to be concerned about the banks, because we are going through a crisis of confidence, whether you want to accept it or not. It's a fact of life. The old-fashioned financial system was like Old Maid, a parlor game, once beloved by small children. The banks were like players, dealt hands from a pack of cards, which they swapped amongst each other. At the end, one player was left holding a lonely queen, a bad debt, if you will, and lost. Over the past few decades, the game has changed. Securitization has snipped the old maid into pieces. New faces, such as hedge funds, have joined the party, enabling the banks to distribute those pieces among a larger number of players. When the game is over, lots of players are left holding small losses instead of one player holding a big loss. During the two exceedingly prosperous decades, the theory seemed to work just fine. But the swing in almost all financial markets this month have made dispersed risk suddenly morph into dispersed mistrust. The uncertainty has been magnified by the way bagged risk has become so hard to value. Investors have bought asset-backed securities that use shaky subprime mortgages in America as collateral, but as the defaults have risen, the value of the collateral has tumbled. Meanwhile, collateralized debt obligation make up clumps of these securities, laced with leverage, have become almost impossible to trade. So none of the players really knows how much he has lost. While this uncertainty lasts, investors are taking it out on the banks that peddled the securities by dumping their shares and a run on the banks. And banks are taking it out on those that sold them to them by demanding more collateral on their loans. The banks have even grown cagey about lending to each other. The doubts burst into the open on August the 9th when central banks were forced to inject liquidity into the overnight money markets because banks were charging punitive rates to lend to each other. At first, the problem appeared more serious among European banks. The pain in America was concentrated in the largest hedge funds, including those run by Wall Street's bigger names, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Citigroup. Increasingly, however, analysts worry about the exposure of America, Canadian, and Asian banks. On Wednesday of this week, Shares in Countrywide Financial, a large American mortgage lender, fell 13% after an analyst gave warning of a possible funding difficulty. Despite liquidity injections by the Federal Reserve, on August the 15th, the S&P 500 index fell 1.4%. The heavy selling spread to Asian and European stocks on August the 16th. Every crisis begets finger-pointing. And the blame now is falling on the rating agencies that helped structure these exotic instruments. Currently, they are guided by a voluntary code that aims to tackle potential conflicts of interest. The biggest is that the agencies are paid by the firms they rate. Rating collateralized debt obligations was a very profitable business. If these securities are now downgraded, banks could be forced to offload lots of illiquid instruments into a falling market, one of the fastest ways to lose money yet devised. But if there are no buyers, banks may have to sell something else to shore up their balance sheets. Something like this indiscriminate selling has been affecting hedge funds over the past couple of weeks. Faced with more demanding standards from their banks and investors, some have been forced to unwind positions in order to raise cash. That has led to an unusual movements in debt and equity markets, which have only got some funds deeper into trouble. Quantitative funds have been the hardest hit, as investment models that made money for ages briefly proved worse than usual. Since banks lend to hedge funds, any problems there would quickly become their concern. On top of this, both Bear Stearns and Goldman Sachs have found that when funds bearing their name got into trouble, the desire to preserve their reputation soon leads to a rescue. Sometimes risk is not as far away from the banks as it seems. At the end of the old maid, as banks used to play it, the loser would take a big write-off, then everyone could start playing again. In the new version, the use of leverage means the game is being played with hundreds of packs of cards and by thousands of different players. Working out who has won and who has lost in this round will take a very, very long time. So are we out of the woods? Not likely. Next week, the fun begins again. And in large part, this, and it's, you know, we spoke about this so many times. For so many years, this is not something new. This is something we've been trying to make people aware of ever since the introduction and the creation of derivatives, which was an offshoot from the 80s and Michael Milken with the junk bonds. People could never figure out what junk bonds were all about, but junk bonds had their role at the time. Junk bonds were responsible for the creation of many hotel complexes in Las Vegas. The MGM, for instance, wouldn't be the MGM without junk bonds. But as with everything in life, there are things that people can use for good and improve people's lives and the economy and all that good stuff, but there's people out there that obviously will look to game the system. And junk bonds went from favorites to being demonized during the savings and loan crisis. We are no different today, except we don't have junk bonds. They've changed their name. They've morphed themselves into these things called derivatives that nobody can, and this is a reason why we're facing this dilemma, is because nobody can figure out what these things are worth. Because they're all based on computer models. These things, these values, these derivatives are created by MIT mathematical professors who came up with this equation of giving underlying values to a whole group of instruments. And then to make matters worse, and this is what these quantitative funds all do, they operate their trading systems based on a computer model, based on Keynesian economic principles. When this happens over here and that happens over there, the computer does this. And so the computers automatically will start selling and or buying at predestined points. Now, the problem is because all of these bright young stars of the financial world all graduate from the same Ivy League colleges, they all use the same stupid computer models. So whether it's at Goldman Sachs or whether it's at Bear Stearns or whether it's at Bank of America, they all have the same models and all programmed to do the same thing at the same time. And it's all based, once again, you know, I always say this, you know, I mean, if you base all your decisions based on flawed logic and flawed reasoning, every decision you make from that point in time is going to be flawed. It's going to have an inherent flaw in the system. All these computer models are flawed, these quantitative funds, these bright eyes of the financial world. These are the same people that in the 90s said, oh, yes, you know, gold, it's a relic of the past. It's a barbaric metal. We have no reason to own gold any longer. We have digital currency. Gold just sits there and does nothing. Doesn't earn interest. It doesn't pay dividends. What use is gold? Well, I'm sure some of those same people are now saying to themselves, yeah, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to own a little gold. Have a little security that I have in my hands, that I own and control. That nobody can call me up tomorrow morning and tell me that I have now nothing. And that was caused this bank run. People, the mindset in America is completely different to the mindset of Europeans, or Asians for that matter. Europeans and Asians do not trust the banking system, and the reason for that is quite simple. It's because they've experienced wide gyrations in currencies. They've experienced banks going out of business. They've experienced all of this stuff. Mattress accounts are big. It's from learned experience. I mean, one of the major problems that they had in 2000 when they introduced the euro was they figured out that there weren't enough people changing their old, for instance, in Italy, where they had a major problem in Italy. I wonder why. In Italy, they had a major problem because Italians were very reluctant to go and exchange the Italian lira for the new euro. Why? Well, because for all these years, they'd been stuffing lira in their mattresses. And they thought that if they took all these lira now down to a bank and converted into the new currency, that people would be starting to ask questions, like, where did you get this money? Oh, I've been stashing it in my mattress. Have you paid your taxes? But the mindset over there is completely different. They don't have this blind trust. It's almost like Republicans. And this blind trust in George Bush. Amazing stuff. I was listening to Rudy Giuliani today. Now, this is a guy that wants to become president of the most powerful nation on the free world. His job will be having to negotiate with foreign leaders who he may not like. This is a guy that can't even resolve a situation with his children. His one daughter is voting for Obama. The other kid, his son, says he hasn't talked to him in a long time. He has a guy who can't even iron out the difficulties with his children, yet he wants to be the leader of the free world. I suggest, Mr. Giuliani, if you want to be the leader of the free world, you better learn to speak to your children. And if you can achieve that, then maybe you could have a shot at being the leader of the free world. Anyway, I digress. But it's like the same blind loyalty that these people have to George Bush. The people have blind loyalty to the banks. I mean, it's amazing. And you try and talk to people about gold. I talk to smart people. Well, maybe I'm being a little naive. I talk to people that are well-heeled in business. Occasionally, I will stop off at an adult beverage location, high-end, I might add, high-end adult beverage location, where the movers and shakers of Scottsdale meet and greet. It is absolutely amazing, because we always get into a conversation, well, what do? Ah, sell gold. Oh. You make a living doing that? I don't drive around in a BMW, live in a 5,000 square foot house like John Hagee does. I don't fleece the flock as John Hagee does in his new enlightened dispensational Christians support his lavish lifestyle. He's fleecing the flock hand over fist and they don't even realize it. Anyway, I digress again. But yeah, these people, and these are smart people. They have no clue. They have no concept about gold. Well, maybe what happened yesterday and today could be a lesson to a lot of you. Take a break. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Plane finally landed was kiss the ground. I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times. But when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me. Back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care anymore.
Call it back, my friend.
If I'm not exactly the same.
Great song. Very appropriate. Tells the story like it is. Well, look, if you get wiggy over this weekend, you want to talk to somebody because you overweighted in your bank accounts and you want to move some of it into something real and tangible that you have in your hands so you don't have to worry about a bank run, you can give me a call. Yes, last weekend, worked overtime last weekend, and I was happy to do it. You can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898. Because next week, if you thought this week was tough, wait till next week. I mean, all we just simply did, we put Band-Aid number 5, I think, on the open axe wound this morning. And the Fed's going to have to deal with a whole bunch of other problems. Because now it's pretty evident that the world will deduce this weekend that the Fed is not concerned about protecting the U.S. dollar. And if the Fed is not concerned about protecting the U.S. dollar because they have bigger fish to fry, you can see more than likely the dollar index not only testing the 80 level but breaking right through it. A lot of stories we didn't get to today. You can find them all on republictradinggroup.net. The funniest story is the last story on the page, and I'll leave you with this. In a world where we live, where people are making apologies for sexism and racism and all the other apologies that are demanded on people because of past ill treatments, I had a smile at this one. A tribe in Papua New Guinea has apologized for killing and eating four 19th century missionaries. The four Fijian missionaries were proselytizing mission on the island of New Britain when they were massacred by local tribesmen in 1878. They were murdered on the orders of a local warrior chief. They were then cooked and eaten. Why did I find that amusing? Well, I just found it amusing, considering that an old apartheid-era politician in South Africa